Faltering energy trader Enron Corporation has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It also filed a lawsuit yesterday against Dynegy Incorporated for wrongful termination of a proposed $8.4 billion merger, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's hard to believe that a company with revenues of some $100 billion last year would be filing for bankruptcy this year. The action puts into question the fate of 21,000 employees and their retirement accounts. Enron started as a company that traded natural gas and electricity. Over the years, it grew to trade in other markets like shipping, telecommunications, and steel. Energy market economist Phil Verliger says that means Enron's collapse will affect far more than the energy market.
Enron had its financial tentacles into almost every bank and financial institution, as well as manufacturing institution in the United States and possibly the world. The more we learn, and we didn't know very much, the more astounding the picture becomes.
Verliger says the number and variety of companies Enron had deals with is staggering. For instance, the New York Times reported yesterday that the newspaper's parent company had a deal with Enron for fixed prices for newsprint. Ann Verliger says that's just one small example.
There are evidently 58,000 customers around the country that have bought electricity, natural gas, newspaper print, maybe telecommunication service at fixed prices through Enron.
So now those thousands of customers will be lining up in bankruptcy court to file claims against Enron. And since the company was in so many markets and had so many clients and contracts, Verliger says it'll be a challenge to untangle those relationships and decipher Enron's books.
I think a lot of companies are going to wait a very long time to be paid, if they're paid at all. It is so big and so complicated, and there will be so many conflicting claims that it will take probably years to get everything worked out.
Enron's lawsuit against Dynegy for breach of contract could take a long time as well. It's suing Dynegy for damages of at least $10 billion, saying the proceeds of that lawsuit would benefit Enron's creditors. A Dynegy spokesman says it was within the company's right to terminate its merger contract with Enron. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.